Good evening and welcome back to Family Matters, Mask's weekly radio show. Mask Mothers and Fathers Aligned Saving Kids. Our phone number is 718-758-0400. Anyone that has any mental health issues, addictions, feel free to call the Mask Helpline Anonymous, and we can try and help get you to the right doctor, the right therapist, the right person to help your family member, your loved one, yourself, maybe a neighbor, or someone you sit next to in shul could use our number. So jot it down, please, 718-758-0400. And we are open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day, Friday to 2 hours before Shabbos. Anyone that wants to call, call anonymous. You don't have to give us more information. We will try and help you. So tonight I decided to have on with us someone that is very, very well known around the world, Mrs. Zoller from Zoller's Health Food Store. They have two locations, one in Borough Park and one in Williamsburg. And the reason that I'm invited Ms. Zoller with us tonight is because there are many, many families that call our helpline and talk about ADD, ADHD, anxiety, and other mental health issues that they're facing with themselves or their loved one. And even teachers call us, and they struggle with students. And I decided to invite Mrs. Zoller tonight to talk about some other ways of treating these mental health issues. So I'd like to welcome you, Mrs. Zoller, for being on with us tonight.
Thank you.
Mrs. Zoller, you're doing this for so many years. You've helped so many people with diagnosis that they struggled with. They didn't want to go on medicine. And again, just for my listeners, we're not saying yes to go on medicine or not to go on medications, but sometimes there are families that really want to try an alternative way of dealing with whatever issues they're dealing with. So that's, Mrs. Zoller, why I'd like to talk about the condition that preschoolers, early school years, there are young children that are diagnosed at a very young age and some diagnosed being an adult with attention deficit, hyperactivity disorder, and I really wanted to talk about options that are out there from a healthy standpoint, not from just popping pills, taking medication, which lots of families must do in order to be able to stay focused in school or at work. So, Ms. Zoller, let's get to it. What happens if a mom walks into your store to speak to you and says they have a child that's a young elementary age school child or a high school child that has ADD or ADHD, how can you be of help to them?
What I usually try to do is I speak with the mother, and I start asking her more about the child. What makes you think she has ADD or ADHD? If she was diagnosed, if she had an evaluation. If she had an evaluation, I know that she really has ADD or ADHD. Then I try to go more to the root of the issue. Which part is bothering you better? Can she concentrate enough? Is she focused? In school, the teachers have a harder time. Sometimes the mother at home says, okay, she's a little active. It's okay. But she doesn't realize that the teacher can't have a child that's active and everybody sits at the class has to be quiet. And she can't even raise her hand. She's jumping out of her seat. It's very annoying. So then I offer them. We have a few different options that we go with. So first I'd like to check out, is the ADD inherited? Is it genetic? Sometimes the mother says, you know, and I'm explaining to her and asking her what the child is all about. I said, by the way, I also have it. So then I say, okay, then she says, maybe I should take something for myself. So I have a few different options. We have a kids active for children, a teen focus for teens, and adult focus for adults. What does it do? It helps the children concentrate, focus, and also make them more calm. Sometimes these children are very nervous, and they also cannot sit in class because they pick it up very fast. The children that are ADHD are also very, very smart. They can't, there's a class of 20 kids, and the teacher's trying to explain it. They caught up with it, so they just can't sit that so long in their seats. So when we give them the vitamin, let's say the little kids, something called Kids Active, it calms them down so they could sit in one place for a longer time. So it makes the whole class, the teacher's able to teach much easier. Everybody's more calm. So we have like
Absolutely.
An interesting episode.
I'm sorry, I was just going to say that that's a very big part that you mentioned, the teachers needing to teach. Teachers do get frustrated when they know they have an evaluation on hand and parents say, but I don't want to give my child medication. So it's so important that we look at these red flags, not only for the benefit of the child at fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, but I do want to say, Mrs. Zoller, that a very, very high percentage of ADD and ADHD kids do go on to at-risk behaviors as they get into the teen years. I really just wanted to add that.
Right, and that's why I tell the parents when they come in, they're young, and I say, I personally feel I, as a mother, nip it in the bud. When the child is 4 or 5 years old and the teacher's complaining, listen what the teacher has to say. The minute you listen and you take care of it, automatically the child is happier, the teacher is happier, the child comes home happy from school. If the child is being, every day, the teacher is screaming at her, of course the child comes home very nervous at home. And then the mother is upset why the child is nervous. Think about that child goes through a whole day. And when the time comes into the house and there's other children, there's so much fighting going on in the house. And I tell the mother that this little innocent child, she's so cute, because ADHD children are usually very warm, sensitive, very good-hearted, and they're also very quick. So I said, if you help them, go to the root of the issue, try to help them, give them something that they're missing, a certain chemical in the body. If they just have a deficiency, it's not their fault. They cannot control it. So if you give them the vitamins, that means they're going to the root of the issue. You're helping the child, and of course yourself and everybody else around the child. And even if the child is at home very, very nervous, and you're not even saying anything, you're keeping yourself back from screaming at the child 100 times, just 10 times, the child feels it. It gets transmitted. So you're not gaining anything. Help the child. The younger they are, you're helping yourself and everybody as well.
Yeah, and you brought up the, you know, genetic end. Attention disorders often run in families, so there are likely to be genetic influences. And studies indicate that 25% of the close relatives in the families of ADHD children also have ADHD. So, including twins, there's a strong genetic influence with twins, as well. And we have to realize that if there is an extended family member, a mother-in-law, a mother, a grandmother, a sister-in-law, a brother-in-law, a husband, a wife, whomever it is, their child, their grandchild, may also have, whether it's attention disorder or even anxiety, and it being that it's genetic, can be genetic, it's important to look at it from that angle so that the child doesn't also feel that it's only them, there's something the matter with them. So the conversation about it is really also very important for a child to understand what is ADD and why do I need to take medicine or vitamins for it. I'm wondering about the food additives and the sugars. There's so many studies about children with ADD and ADHD. Can you tell my listeners a little bit about that, the effects that some additives and sugar can have?
Well, sugar, for the children that have ADD, ADHD, it triggers it. And the minute they start eating sugar, they become so hyper, they cannot even control themselves. If the parents would only know what it does to them. It's also very hard in today's day and age. There's so much junk around. But if the mother starts bringing it into the house, healthy food, and talking to the children about it, and bringing it in excitingly, not to say, some mothers, they bring in, like, let's say they bring in some nash into the house, and they'll say, you can't eat it, you could eat it. You cannot work that way. You make it as a family. Everybody's eating healthy. There's such a big difference of the way the children behave when they're eating healthy, nutritious food. I find today's children are pretty malnourished. They're eating, but it's not food. Like the mother will come in and she says, my child really eats very well. So I said, how is the breakfast? Well, it's white bread. That's already, that turns into sugar. And then she gives an egg. Okay, that's fine. But if she would give him whole wheat bread, the child is going to have so much more nutritional value. Makes a very big difference when the child goes off to school and has eaten well than a child that gets up and eats cookies and cake. So they'll say, well, my child doesn't like to eat in the morning. I said, how about if you bring it in? You sit down with the kids, give them the time, you explain to it, and you can't do it a minute before the bus comes. It has to become a family issue. Child comes home from school, the mother sits down. This should be a very relaxed environment. It should be a happy home. So that's where it starts. It starts by the parents. We have to see how the parents are. Then we see how, that's how the family will run. It goes according to the mother, the father. And if the mother knows that she alone has the ADHD, she also has to be having awareness about herself and work on herself. So automatically her whole family will have a much different attitude in life.
We have with us on tonight Mrs. Zoller from the famous Zoller Health Food Store in Borough Park on 13th Avenue and in Williamsburg. Mrs. Zoller, I'm wondering, can you please give out the phone number if any of the people listening tonight would like to call you and discuss their family members' ADHD or anxiety issues?
It would be my pleasure and an honor to help anyone that needs help. Our phone number is 718-532-4123, extension 103. Even if I'm not in, leave your number. We always call you back. We're here to help you.
Yes, and Mrs. Zoller is always there to help any family. If somebody goes to Mrs. Zoller, I mean, I remember I was in the health food store just for my own. I needed vitamin C, and I know Mrs. Zoller could have a line of people waiting and phones ringing and ringing just to speak to her. So it's always good to have somebody to speak to and explore other options. Medications have been used to treat symptoms of ADHD, and they are effective, and there are families that only want to medicate and not use any other alternative ways to treat ADHD, anxiety, or other mental health issues. But then there are those that would prefer going to a health food store and speaking to someone like Mrs. Zoller. Mrs. Zoller, again, can I ask you to give out your phone number, please?
I'll do it gladly. It's my pleasure here to help people. 718-532-4123, extension 103.
Mrs. Zoller, let's talk about anxiety. Anxiety today, 2018, has become, I think, one of the most mental health issues that families are struggling with, other than addiction, of course, is number one. But anxiety, I mean, it's so difficult. People are walking on the streets, talking on their phone, driving at the same time. You know, there's so much going on around us. It's definitely causing more anxiety than years ago when we didn't have cell phones and we didn't have all these other distractions. So What about anxiety? Can you tell my listeners what you offer for anxiety, please?
Anxiety, like you mentioned, is a major issue today. And some people don't even know how to know what it's all about. They just have it, and they just find themselves always so uptight. Every little thing, just you feel like you just take a needle and you prick them, and they just can't handle it. Very many of my clients have been already taken into the emergency room, even on Friday night with a tool, and they told them, I'm sorry, it's just anxiety. And they come in and they say, the husband comes and says, I just don't know what to do with her. She just can't control herself. They have like something that's pushing them, and they can't handle it. So we have some great vitamins. First I start talking to the client, discuss it, she should tell me more about herself, and then I try to match up something that should help her. And I tell her, it's not a medication that works on the minute, but if you give it a chance to work, you'll see a major difference. It helps you focus better. It helps you be just calm, not to jump out of your skin every little minute, every second for every different issue. Anxiety. It's the first thing I tell the people when they walk into this store. They say, I have anxiety. You think I can help you? I always tell them, the fact that you came in, you have an awareness that you have an issue, you will be helped. The people that are in denial can't get anywhere because you can't tell them anything because they're really fine. It's just everybody around them is an issue. If they have walked into my store and they said, I have an issue, I said, you will get help because you want to help yourself. That's where it starts. The minute you want to help yourself, you'll be helped with Hashem's help. And there are so many easy things that you can do. First of all, they have to just be aware, help themselves, take the things every day. I always tell them no cheating. And I tell them keep in a calendar, make sure you took it every day, twice a day. And then they come back and they're really very thankful. They say they're like different people. And then they'll say, where was I till now? I said, you know what? It's also Bashir, the time when you should come in and when you should get help. And with Hashem's help, it'll be fine.
Amen.
And if they have to take medication, if they are on medication, they want to get off, I never let them get off. I said, medication can only be with a doctor's care. I do give them the vitamins, tell them that should not be taken at the same time, and I tell them, take the vitamins, take the medications, and go to your doctor after 8 weeks, and let's see what he says to you. And that's how we do the progress, but it's everything is only with doctor's care.
Absolutely. We never want anyone to wean themselves off, you know, I'm sorry.
Never.
We don't want anyone to just stop taking medicine. We want them to be weaned off with the doctor's care, as you said. So we know that health and food and nutrition plays a very big part in regulating symptoms of ADHD. Can you describe, again, for the listeners that are just coming on, what are the foods that we need to know, we need to stay away from if somebody does suffer with ADHD, please?
The first thing that we all know, that's sugar. Sugar is the number one killer. There are people that they say they're chocoholics. They must eat chocolate. Fine, you can have a chocolate, but you can take one or two boxes, but not live on chocolate. Chocolate cannot be breakfast, lunch, and supper, or the other people that are living on coffee every day, at least 5 coffees a day. What are they doing to their systems? They have to learn. You have to eat properly. It's like breakfast, lunch, and supper. They must have a healthy protein, vegetables, healthy carbs. Today, there are so many good options around. You just walk into the store. We can just give you a list of things that you can just, that are easy. People are also, it's a fast food generation. Everybody's always in a rush. So we have healthy bars instead. Anything to help yourself. Take a healthy drink. Try to drink more water. Not all those colored sodas and Coca-Cola and, you know, people have to just be aware that they must take care of their bodies. It says, Nishmatim Oedla Nashazaitim. You have to help yourself. There's nobody else you can blame. Everything is up to you.
Yeah, and having a child that is ADHD in a home with several other children can be very disrupting and very difficult for a new young mom. She has 4 or 5 kids and all under the age of 8 or 9. And one child could really upset the entire night after school, you know, when they're home or over the weekend, Shabbos, all those hours together. And an ADHD child that's not either being medicated or on some healthy alternative methods from a health food store like the Zoller store, you know, really can then upset the family so that a mom and a dad, let's not leave out the fathers, you know, sometimes they then develop depression thinking that they cannot control their family. So we really recommend that families get evaluated by professionals. You really need a professional evaluation to diagnose, a psychiatrist to diagnose the ADD, the ADHD. I know they say some of the behaviors must appear early in life, like before the age of 7. And then there's adult ADHD, ADD that goes with you sometimes. And those family members may have been on meds in school, Ms. Zoller. But then when they become adults and they're out of school, then they want to go to a health food store and they want to get off their meds. So I know you've had a lot of girls and young bachurim boys that would come into your work when you do wean them off. How does it work with follow-ups?
The first thing, if I'll have, like let's say I have this bachur coming in, and he was always having problems with the ADHD and ADD. He couldn't stay in the yeshiva. And he says that he's trying to tell his mother that he's not concentrating, and the mother just wasn't listening. She told me later, she said, I don't know where I was. I just wasn't concentrating what he's telling me. And what happened was that he had a friend that also had ADD and ADHD. The friend says, come, I'll give you a pill, and let's see how you feel. He didn't tell this to his mother, but every single day his friend bought him a Ritalin, and he saw that he could concentrate. It was very interesting. And after a while, he was feeling much better, and he came home and he told his mother that, look what I'm doing. The mother was horrified, the idea that he's doing Ritalin and all that. But he says, but mommy, I feel better. I can sit in class. I'm concentrating. So she walked into the store and she says, can I have an alternative? So I told her, we can't just get off from one minute to the next. We have to monitor him and all that. Because he was doing it not even with doctor's care. So I did have to go to be evaluated, and of course he was evaluated, but she didn't want him to stay on the meds just as well. I said, all right, let's work together. Let him stay on the Ritalin. I gave him the vitamins to do, and as he was going along, after 8 weeks' time, they went to the doctor, and then he kept on going on lower dosages, and Baruch Hashem, he says he stayed on the vitamins. It's not a lifetime thing, because eventually he gets used to his way of life, and he's doing wonderfully.
Fantastic. Baruch Hashem.
So, I just have one little short story to share with
you.
Sure. I had a mother calling in about an 8-year-old child. And by then he was already 9. And she said she did start sending him to camp, but every single time, camp was horrible. Everything was negative. He never had a good bed. He never had a good friend. He could never learn in yeshiva. All year round, he's complaining. But so she said, okay, so she called me up like right after Pesach. And we put him on a regimen. He wasn't on any medication. So she said, I want to try vitamins first. So she started after Pesach, and she sent him to camp. She says, I cannot begin to tell you the excitement of my whole family that he's going to camp. Finally, the house is going to be quieter. You won't have this kvetch all around. Everybody, he made everybody nervous. And she went, sent him off to camp, and she packed him. And she said, she went 1 week after camp started. She said, she calls me up. She says, I never had the surprise in my life. Everything was fine. The malamut was fantastic. He had friends. His bed was fine. Everything was just in place. So I told her, you know what? Now tell your children to write a letter. They miss him. Make the child feel missed and happy. She says, I can't even say it. My kids don't even like, they're so happy it's quieter. I said, no. I told her, take a paper and start writing every child one sentence. We miss you. Every child should write something. Make the child feel important, welcomed, loved. He wasn't loved at all. So I told her, fake it till you make it. She says, you can't imagine what happened to my house. Everybody was, first I had a break now, 8 weeks. There wasn't crutching on the phone every week. By the time he came home and they saw how he's behaving, she says, the whole family got transformed. It was unbelievable.
That is a wonderful story, and we know that. We hear it on our helpline at MASC. Parents call in. They call to report after they get the referrals from us. We have support groups. They share. Therapists facilitate groups. And we have so many Nachas stories that we can share. There's just never enough time. The time goes so quickly on our radio show every Thursday night. But I do want to say that those families that would like to contact Mrs. Zoller, please call Mrs. Zoller. She'll help explore your options. And then you, as a mother, can decide, or as a father, what works best in your family. And again, we are not saying that only health food or changing the diet or vitamins are good for ADD and ADHD. What we're saying is that every family needs to make their own decision what works for them, some medication and some health food products. So, Mrs. Zoller, again, your number quickly, please.
718-532-4123, extension 103. Thank you for what MASC does for in helping for thousands of families.
Thank you, Mrs. Zoller, for being on with us tonight. And for those that want to listen to MASC's radio shows, go on to our website, MASC Parents, MASCParents.org, and please donate online. Help us, help MASC, help families. Help us continue the work that we are doing and to continue our show and help families. I want to wish everyone a very good evening and a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you.